Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of Deeper Than Dough. Today I'm joined by the amazing Dr. Dee Dee, calling in from London. She shares her incredible journey from inheriting $3 million in debt to becoming a meditation expert, best-selling author, and founder of the Soul App, a global platform for mindfulness, meditation, and wellness. We talk about how she used meditation to transform her life, overcome challenges, and help others do the same. Don't forget to like and subscribe to never miss a weekly episode. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Deeper Than Dough podcast. Today I'm super excited to have Dr. Dee Dee on the show. Dr. Dee Dee, what a cool name. Welcome to the show.
Hi Bennett. You sound great and you look great. And I think we should be interviewing you. Yes. Your life is amazing. Yeah.
We'll schedule something after. This one we're going to focus on you though. So can we start with just a minute or two of your background, who you are, where you're at?
Yes. At the moment, I'm in London. I'm talking to you from London. And hi, everyone, the fan club of Bennett. Well, the thing is, how it happened is that when I was 26, I got married and had a baby son. My husband passed away on the New Year's Eve all of a sudden. And I did not know that. He just had a cold and a flu. And after 2 hours, he passed away. We were about to celebrate my son's birthday. And when I went to the funeral, I learned that I inherited $3 million, not in cash, but in debt. So with $3 million in debt, 26 years old I was, and with my baby son, I had to get myself together and pay off all the debt, which I went to meditation. So I paid off all the debt within less than a year and earned few times more with the meditation. Because the meditation, it was actually, I did not know about meditation before. So someone was telling me that, yep, all your husband friends took away all the assets and left you the debt. Instead of taking a revenge or being angry with them, someone said to me that, if you want to get back at someone, begin by getting your life back. And I said, how? They said, okay, go and be with yourself. So while I was trying to do the walking meditation, I said, oh, this is good. So I can focus my mind to curse those people who cheated me. Have you ever felt that? Yeah, you just want to focus your mind so that like a small lens, so you can curse someone that you hate so much. But then at that moment, I saw my mind was going out, reaching out and cursing that person. The moment I saw like my mind was going out, that moment, the thought disappeared. It was like the human freedom knowledge happened to me for the first time that, oh my God, at that time, I had 2 master degrees when I was 20, 19, the first one when I was 18 and the second one when I was 20. I realized that everything we learn in the world, material world, it never told us how to really be happy or even be free from our own emotions. And that moment, I found freedom. Then the teacher who taught us how to meditate told me to sit down for the meditation. It was so painful that I said, how could people sit cross-legged? It seemed almost impossible. Anyway, while I was struggling, I saw the pain in my leg separated, and my mind was backward, and I was looking at the pain as if the pain belonged to someone else. The moment that slight glimpse of seeing that as if the pain belonged to someone else, the pain actually disappeared. That moment, that it was like in the enlightening moment that all these times we have been trying to push away some problems. The more we put our energy into it, pushing it away, the larger it grows. Yeah. And just 1 second of you not doing anything to something, and you said, yeah, you can live with it. Okay, show me how the pain can do. Yeah, show me what you can do. Without the energy that I put into the pain, it disappeared completely. That moment, I felt that, oh, if I don't put the energy towards the $3 million debt, it will go one day. Either I die or it dies. Something like that. So I just, I'm happy with that. Then a few moments after that, I I sent the feeling of sadness. Then I said, what in all our life, what we are trying to escape is away, to be away from pain, suffering, sadness, or something that bothers us. So at that time, I feel like, let me have a look, a closer look with the sadness or the pain or the suffering, so-called suffering. So I look inside and I saw that it was just a mere grayish feeling and it was heavy. And that's it. And I said, what? Of all the things that humans are feared of, you're just the little gray, heavy feeling. And that's it. And I was looking at it. I was kind of enjoying, like, exploring, researching, and seeing, oh, this is what you call pain, suffering, something that the whole world is afraid of. And while I was looking at it, observing it, it disappeared again. So I realized that actually we are not just free from the external condition. We are also free from our internal conditions. And that was just like the first day of the meditation. So I said, fine then.
Yeah. I need to stop you to unpack a lot because you're going over so many good things and I need to comment on them. So man, okay. Sorry. I'll let you keep going, but I need to like scroll up through all my notes now. How long ago did this journey start is my first question.
How long ago it was, then you would know my age.
All right. Sometimes it was 2 years ago, right? When you were 26.
Yeah. I was 26 then. However, from paying off the debt, I can tell you that few years after that, in Thai baht, I become a billionaire in Thai baht. Also, if it's convert into dollars, I would say that I earn more than more than 20, 30 times the debt in a few years. The thing I want to say this is just to tell all your listeners that when something happened to you, it actually happened for you. It happened. It's like the universe take you so that you be awakened. Because otherwise, I'll be like a shallow girl working in the material world, not knowing what life was about. And I asked myself, of course, like everyone does, but to really know yourself, know that your mind is separated from your emotions and you can be free from your own emotions. Mm-hmm. All this truth, actually, every time life shakes you up in order for you to grow and to have a better life. And at that moment, I realized that things happen for us so that we will have the best life ever. Yeah. The universe actually see that, yeah, you're in this position, but you could have been better. But they need to check us a bit, like when you like when you want to help an ant that are playing in your wash basin when you are about to brush your teeth, and you try to help an ant or an insect. The insect will like run away and they hate you that they think you are trying to kill them or something. Mm-hmm. We human are just like those insects. We don't like it when we are shaken and we have so much resistance to change.
Yeah.
From that moment onwards, I told myself, I remember that no matter what happened, I know that something really great is going to happen to me. So I will only have my eyes, my souls to look for the great things that was coming that way. And you know what? The easiest part was paying off the debt of the $3 million. Yeah. The harder one is when you really get serious with your goal. You know, well, when you are a widow with a baby son and you have debt, well, I was in a worse condition than other people. So people will comfort you. They will love you. They will support you. They will talk all the good things about you. But as you know, Bennett, when you have sold your company, you become multimillionaire. Not many of your friends would like that.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not asking. I feel like it, though, I guess. Yeah. I love that. I love that. I mean, I totally relate to it. You get crushed and then you try to figure out who the hell you are. Because if you have a decent life, you kind of just go through it. You're like, whatever. You could go through your entire life with unconscious programming of just like, I'm going to do this because that's what I was trained to do. And every morning I have the same thoughts and I do the same things. And then I'm mad at myself because my life's not changing. It's like, well, your thoughts aren't changing. You know, it really does start with the thoughts. But before I dive into that, I want to talk about what you said about pain and sensation. So this is how I understand it. We have consciousness and it's just an awareness, right? So it can be aware of pain inside my leg, and it can also be aware of your voice. But there's really no difference in it other than it's a different type of signal, but both of them are just an appearance in consciousness. One's closer to us, so we feel like it's, you know, we want to escape it a little bit more. But just like you said, as soon as you stop trying to escape it and you just sit with it, it just goes away anyway because it's just, you know, an emotion or whatever. It's an amount of energy. It comes and it's a finite amount of energy. It'll go unless you feed it with your thoughts, right? And then you just got kind of get in that loop. Why did you start getting into meditation? And when you say meditation, is it more like a, you know, Buddhist philosophy, yogic tradition, mystic? Like, you know, does it follow a philosophy
very
generally?
It's very natural. Okay, when I say meditation, it's merely observing yourself. You can do meditation while you're running, swimming, working, do anything. The only key thing is that you observing yourself. You're seeing your own mind as well as you're doing something else. So then you will see what's happening. And you see that everything that happens in your mind actually disappear. And everything that all the sensation in your body, in your mind, everything is fleeting. It happens just for a moment and then it goes away. So actually there is freedom for all of us here. And all the issues that your listeners are having, those issues arrive so that all of us will strive in order to raise our frequency. We need to raise our frequency to a higher plane of frequency, higher plane of thought. And then you will receive the higher, the better things in life. You have better friends, you have better colleagues, you have better of everything with your higher frequency. When I mentioned that, the easiest part was the paying off the debt, because there will be a test from the universe, I would say, that people like, I'm a very straightforward person, and you step on people's toe when you tell them exactly that they are stepping on your toe, uh-huh, and please take your feet off. And people don't like that. They would prefer that, oh, if you're a good person, you must allow them to take advantage of you. And if you are straightforward and said, oh no, you are stepping on my toe, please lift up your feet, yeah, they would not like that. And I have had my share of a lot of backstabbing, betrayal and all that, and I love it so much. I want your listener to know that the thing that people suffer the most is the gossiping, backstabbing, betrayal, and people judge you and thinking bad about you. I can tell you that those things are the gift, because it wants us to strive for our higher self kind of thoughts. Because otherwise, when someone bully you and you said eyes to eyes, you bully me, I bully you back. As long as you continue doing that, it will never work. And from my experience, no matter how good you are, you cannot resolve the issues by fighting back. You can resolve the issues by raising your plane of thoughts and plane of your frequency. So I would say, keep your frequency high, keep your intention pure, and then things will change.
Have you heard of someone named Dr. Joe Dispenza? Have you heard of that guy?
My sister mentioned him.
I just listened to something that he put out, and he said, very, very similar to what you just said. So your personal reality, I mean, your reality is determined by your thoughts, actions, and emotions. We want our lives to change, but we're not willing to change our thoughts, actions, and emotions. So it's like, well, I want external changes, but my personality, because your reality and your personality are both determined by the same thing, right? Thoughts, emotions, and actions. And it's like, well, I want my external to change without my internal to change. And it just doesn't work like that, because you have, I think I've heard it's 95% of the thoughts you have are just repeats from the other ones. So that's something that I work on a lot, is like, okay, I'm noticing that I'm having this thought, like about the neighbor and the garbage can. I don't know. That just came to mind. I'm like, and I'll try to come into it now at a, from a conscious perspective. And I'm telling myself now, I don't need that thought. I don't need you to tell me that every time I take out the stupid trash can, right? And trying to break those thoughts, actions, and emotions, trying to change my personal or my personality in order to then change the reality. And it's working. I think it's working. And it sounds like it's working for you. Would you agree with that?
I would say that skip over that thing completely.
And thoughts, emotions, and actions. Is that what you're talking? Okay.
Yes. Like, for example, you are thinking about the garbage can that your neighbor is putting there. It's just a decoy so that your mind keep going back to that garbage can that your neighbor put in front of your house. So let go of it and look at something that is more important in your life. Because retaliate or whatever we do, I would say it's more than that. Because what I was talking about is that as a single person, I don't have another relationship as a single lady. Every time people know that I sold a company, I get a bribe letter, a bribery letter, a ransom letter. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they even kidnap my son. So that is more. And a lot of things they would say, like, if you don't pay me 14 millions, I will slander you. I will defame you, things like that. And I said, do it. I'm a bad person. Do whatever you like. And whatever they do, I just want to go through the test. Because when I was about 7 years old, I watched a film with my mom. And there was one person in a village that he was blamed by everyone when he was not doing the wrong thing. And I was wondering, as a 7 years old, that how would a person live with the judgment from others that they wrong him? How would a person live? Well, I actually invited that to my life. But I could see that it's a good practice, because when the question is tough, it's so tough, you have to strive so hard in order to calm yourself and know that the only way out is a good way out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, only when you turn your good side to it, that's the only way out.
So when I was talking thoughts, emotions, and actions making up your reality, maybe I didn't explain that well. I think we're on the exact same page. What you're saying is what I'm saying is I go outside and I notice every time it's Monday, I have to take out the trash, I have this thought about the neighbor. And my solution, what I was trying to say is, it's stop having that thought. Don't even dwell on it. Don't try to reframe it. It's just move on. Tell my brain I'm done with this thought, right? Because if you dwell on it and you can reframe it, but what you're doing is while you're reframing it in your mind, it's just more intellect and it's just feeding the emotion even more. But what I was getting at is you focus on your thoughts, which then have effect on emotions and your actions. But it does come down to, like you said, I mean, thoughts, being present with your thoughts and recognizing them as thoughts. I think it was Sam Harris, he said, any thought that goes unrecognized as a thought, which is most humans' thoughts every day, is just unconscious living. If you're not aware that you're thinking, it's unconscious living. And I'm like, ooh, that's cool, but that's also hard to always be conscious or even be conscious some of the time, right? It just takes a lot of practice.
Would you like to hear some secret that is not commonly said?
Yes, let's hear it.
That actually things happen to you so that you will give up on that spot and move somewhere else. 7 years ago, I got a ransom letter, and it was they were threatening me, life threatening me. And then I said, I will bear with this, and I don't care, I don't mind, do whatever they like. And then I stick and stay, and I was very happy. Then 7 years later, I look back, and then I realized that sometimes life wants you to move on, to move out, to move away. And life was sending you the small messages. Maybe life is telling you that go and live in another city for you, Bennett, so you won't have this kind of neighbor, or move your house. But at that time, I feel that, I can live with bad things without feeling anything. there is a certain point when we actually observe our inner feelings so much that we can live with the external things. But actually, the universe is saying to you that, I don't want you to live with that external thing. Even though you can observe it and it doesn't bother you, move somewhere else. It's going to be better for your life. And then I realized that because we raise our stamina because of our observation and it doesn't bother us and we can always think good thoughts. But sometimes you have to tell the difference that because when something happened, I will ask that, dear God or dear universe, are you sending this message in order for me to test my patience, for me to stick with it and practice myself? Or are you signaling me in order for me to move away from this thing and I'll be better off helping more people somewhere else? So the hardest thing is to know the difference, that this one you have to be persevere, but this one you just say, the universe wants you to go somewhere else, yeah. Do a better thing, something better. So that's a difference.
I want to jump into that because it's really telling the difference between a thought and an intuition, right? Like, is this a worry or a fear that I have programmed in me, or is this an intuition that I should follow? And I do want to ask for tips on how to do that. But before, I just wanted to address, because you've said this two or even three times, things happen for you, not to you. And I like that. I recently heard that, I don't know where, but it's like, it's the mystic philosophy of, like, you know, oneness of the universe. So if the universe is all one, that means you are God or a part of God. And then you can review, and then you can look at life as, okay, I'm doing this to myself. And then when you look at it like that, it's same thing, right? Things are happening for me, not to me. I'm making this happen. It's just a completely different perspective shift. Because it is easy, you know, you get your ass kicked and then you look back and you're like, okay, I'm grateful that I went through that hard time. But it's a lot harder to be in the hard time and be like, I'm grateful for this hard time because, you know, maybe we're going back to, because I know I'm trusting my intuition. But talk to me about that. What's the difference between, you have something come in your life that's shaking up your life and now you're going to prayer, right? Is this a patience, or how are you recognizing the answer and determining, is this just a thought? Is this a fear? Or is this an actual intuition?
First of all, whatever happens, I come back to myself. And the first thing, once you look inside, it's beautiful. And immediately you will get the sense of happiness comes up. The moment that you actually aware of yourself without any judgment, the feeling of happiness will rise. It feels like the scent of happiness comes up, and that moment you know that you are on the right track. That's where it is. And then after that, you can use your brain to figure it out as if the problem belongs to someone else. However, it is the key part that your muscle of happiness have to be very strong. So you train over and over again. You work through many lives in order to be able to be happy no matter what. And I think this is a good training. And for people, you will have a certain standard of happiness. And no matter what happened, it comes to that point. But if you raise the bar of your standard of happiness every time something happened, and you raise your bar of happiness, it's not happiness, it's joy, the feeling of contentment, the feeling of joy inside. And it's like a breath of fresh air that joy goes around in your body. And you know that you have the island of happiness inside you that you can always come back. And when you are in your own island of joy, you know that you can differentiate what's the opportunity, what's the problem, what you should be doing. But what's more than that, when your mind is stable, a lot of people talk about manifestation. Normally I don't, but I would say that something special happened when I endure a lot of bad things and I just stick to where I was until one day, one of the girls that I have helped did a small thing. I gave her some money and then she wrote a letter to bribe me to ask, demand me for some more money, 20 million. And I just felt that, yeah, I had enough. I think it's a sign. It's a strong sign. So I'll move to Paris. I will live in Paris. And then we came to London for 3 days, and now we ended up being a London taxpayer. And for doing that, we have been, we would say we retired because we went into silent meditation for 2 years before the 2.5 year in silent meditation. And we intended to come to London for 3 days. And now we ended up creating an app called Soul. The application for meditation, relaxation, sleep, and wellness. All these 7 months, we never go anywhere. We hardly sleep. We work until 4 or 6 a.m. in the morning building this application. And people ask us that, I thought you retired and you don't want to do any business anymore. I said, I'm not doing this because of the money. I know it's a calling because this train of thought has helped me, has helped all of us, has helped all my friends to get over any obstacles that come our way, whether it be relationship, love hurts, betrayal, gossip, backstabbing, or financial issues, any issues, it helped us. And we feel that we want to give something. And as for your question, yes, the thing that happened to me 27 years ago, because now my son is 27, 27 years ago. And for the past 27 years, it has helped us. So we built the application called Soul. And then it took us throughout the whole 7 months. We made a perfect app. We made a perfect app that I wanted it. The investors came in. Everyone wants to invest because I own 7 private equity funds that we normally finance hundreds of startups. And when we do it for ourselves, all our friends want to come in. I said, no, we don't need any funding at all. And then at the end, it was the 10th of December. Mm-hmm. I said, we have completed the app. I'm very happy with it. It's perfect. And
just last
I don't
month.
Mind. Yes, just last month,
awesome.
On the 10th of December. And I said, let's go and have pizza. You have to hear.
You said.
I said, let's go and have pizza. And my team, you know, 40 of us, all 40 of them, my friends, came to London to support me mentally and all that, awesome. In order to do this. And they all, I have been meditating for the past 27 years, building business, helping hundreds of business being successful. So I said, I'm good. I'm happy with it. Let's go and have pizza. And the friend said, no, you can't. You finished the app. You have to start doing the marketing, PR, and everything. This is almost New Year. It's the time you have to do it. I said, no, my app is going to be a unicorn within a few months. And they said, no, you can't because you haven't even started doing the marketing. And when we walked out to the pizzeria, my dog ran to one lady. And that lady touched my dog. And normally my dog bite. It's a little Maltese, you know, one pound, you know, that you can put in your hand. Normally it bites. And it doesn't bite. I said, who is this beautiful lady? My dog doesn't bite her. And I turned around. It's the Duchess of York. The Duchess of York. Yes, the Duchess Sarah Ferguson herself. Her energy was so vibrant and so beautiful, a beautiful soul that my dog didn't bite her. So we started talking, and then she was teaching me a lot of things that I never knew before. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to help the whole world. And I told her that we have the platform, and now we are inviting gurus around the world, like gurus from every country around the world. And when we heard her thoughts, she had been through life storm, you know, and because our application, so we don't use script writers. Everything is life teaching from all the gurus teaching live, non-scripted, not from generic scriptwriters. And when we announced this, a lot of scriptwriters contact us and we interview them and to do the translation into 17 languages. And they said, oh, by the way, they are struggling for £1,000 for the rent. I said, yeah, then if you are struggling for the money, you should not be writing about manifestation or wealth. So what the problem in this day is the people who are struggling on that issue, teaching you how to get over it. It's like you are asking people who haven't been to Utah, telling you how is Utah like, or asking people who haven't been to Paris, how is the Eiffel Tower looks like.
And that I run into that. My mom gives me financial advice as well. I mean, the good advice is don't take advice from people that aren't where you want to be in that particular area of advice, right? So anyways, that's super funny. And I also, the dog story, I'm going to ask if I could borrow your dog. I suck at interviewing people job interviews, because I just trust everybody off the bat. You know, I need your dog there. And if it bites them, no hire. If I'm just joking. But that's super cool. We are running at the end of the time. I'm going to have to have you on another show here in a few months, because there's a lot. I really want to dive in like the style of meditation, and because I've only been in this a year or two, and in the year or two, I've definitely seen more progress in my life than anything else. And I definitely do attribute to mindfulness and meditation. So we're going to have to jump on another show. But as we close out here, Dr. Didi, any last words? And then also, can you let us know where listeners can connect with you, learn more about you, the app, the programs that you're offering, all of the above?
Yes, please. So go to download the application called Soul, Z-O-U-L. And imagine you will see 100 free audios in 17 languages. So that's almost 2,000 audios. And we're increasing it every day. And the Duchess of York, she has been through a lot. She's now our shareholders and partner.
That's so cool.
And what guru.
This is the power of manifestation.
So if you want, and she's going to be answering a lot of issues that people are having. And I think it's the time that we trust each other. We help each other. Everyone is having wounds in life, and everyone has been through suffering. I learned from her. She's now my teacher, that she wants to help so many people, and now she's helping people through Soul. So yes, I want to tell your audience that whatever they are having, whatever the problem is, it's sending you to the best place ever. It's going to give you the best life that you can never imagine. The worst the problem is, you have to accept it. The faster you accept it, the better your life will get, and the faster you get the great things coming your way. The only thing that delays great things is your resistance. The longer you prolong your resistance, the longer it takes for the good things to come. So my advice is stop the resistance and accept it that, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is going to be great for me. Thank you. And just thank you as your mantra.
I double and triple that. That was, yes, I couldn't agree more. And that's, I'm sure, what the meditation goes into, right? I mean, because again, back to the example of pain in the foot is no different than the sensation of this light hitting my eye. So can I reframe those through meditation and really see that it's just sensation? That's all that it is sensation. It's just our perspective that's labeling it as good and bad and putting those filters. So Dr. Didi, you're awesome. I would love to have you on again if you'll accept. All of the listeners, let's go freaking download the app. I'm definitely going to do it. And I'm going to add that to my daily practices. So super excited. Thank you so much, Dr. Didi, for sharing everything on the show.
Thank you, Bennett Maxwell. You're wonderful. Wonderful. See you again.